Hello, and welcome back to the Real Estate BS audio blog. I am your host, Sir Ashley Harrison. I am a Charlotte area real estate investor and a real estate agent. I'm also a former criminal defense attorney. Now, this audio blog is for the everyday person, the person who is not consumed by real estate in their everyday life like myself, and those who have not been legally trained like myself or also an investor or a real estate agent. This is designed for the person that is busy, going to and from work, just to learn about the things they should know when they're thinking about buying or selling a house. Today's topic is the five things you shouldn't overlook when buying a house in Charlotte or wherever you are. And trust me, you don't want to make these mistakes or overlook these issues. Quick overview. The issues are plumbing problems, mold, roof issues, window problems, and shoddy repairs and improvements. Now, let's dive in. Starting off with number one of the five things you shouldn't overlook when buying a house in Charlotte or wherever you are. Plumbing problems. Now, a small water stain on a ceiling or wall may seem very insignificant, but it could lead to a very big problem later on. Those little issues can be a huge indicator for a larger plumbing problem. So you want to make sure you get an inspector to make sure everything is fine and operable with the plumbing. Number two is mold. Of all the things you should not overlook when buying a house in Charlotte or wherever you are, is the presence of harmful mold. Now, a little surface mold in a poorly ventilated bathroom, that's pretty common and can be overlooked. Maybe not overlooked, but it is common and can be addressed very easily. So I don't want you to get alarmed with little surface mold because of a poorly ventilated bathroom. Just put on some kills on the wall and you should be good to go. And add a ventilator fan light, which is about $30 to $40 at Lowe's. And that fixes most of the problem. But the big issue is when you have black mold, whether it's in the house or in the basement or crawl space. That is a grave matter. Mold abatement can cost thousands and thousands of dollars. 2 years ago for a property, it was a $300,000 property outside of Wilmington, North Carolina, on a golf course. Lady contacted us to sell it to us, and wow, it was a steal of a deal. I was excited. And then a week into it, I'm here in Charlotte now. Wilmington is about 3.5-4 hours away. Got it under contract, the numbers worked out, had an inspector look, and it had mold all throughout the house. Not just the poorly ventilated mold, it was black mold throughout the house. So needless to say, the numbers still worked out, but the mold abatement cost $20,000 to handle. Now, you do not want to buy a house and be surprised that it costs $20,000. After you bought it, be surprised that it costs $20,000 to fix. So make sure you look over and examine for mold. Number three is roof issues. Now, if you find a roof problem, chances are that is not the only problem in the house because the water leaks from the roof and it causes damage on other things. So be on the lookout for broken or missing shingles, tiles, or sagging spots in the roof. Now, fixing a roof, many people think it costs an arm and a leg. But in reality, I mean, the materials typically cost about $1,000. And if you hire the right person, it may cost at most another $2,000. So I hear a lot of people say $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 for a roof. Granted, it does depend on the size of the house. But for most houses, 1,200 square feet or below, you can get it done for $2,000 or $3,000. Now, number four in the five things you need to not overlook when buying a house is window problems. Most people don't consider that as an issue or a red herring, but windows can point out large issues with the property. Check and make sure all the windows open easily and slide freely. If you encounter a sticking window, it could be because it got out of square or out of plumb, or it could indicate larger foundational issues, which is a major headache and could be an enormously expensive job. Number five, to round it out and to finish this off, is shoddy improvements and renovations. Beware and cautious and with a skeptical eye when you see shoddy improvements or work that was hastily done. Typically, that is because they are hiding something just to put the house on the market or get it ready to sell. So you want to make sure you examine that area upon further inspection. Now, I hope this helps. I am Sir Ashley Harrison, a local real estate investor and agent here in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you have any real estate questions, feel free to contact me at sirashley.com, or you can call our office at 704-775-1236, or shoot me a personal email at sir@sirashley.com. Have a good day. Talk to you soon.